Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says somebody please revoke Round Eddie's man card.
Yeah.
He doesn't drive and he can't change the oil.
Yeah, revoke my man card. I can drive. I can drive. I choose not to drive. You know what? I'm such a man.
Did you have your wife drive?
Yeah, my wife drives.
See, I agree.
I don't need to drive.
I agree with him.
She can drive.
And James Strebel.
I'm riding around. While you're sitting there in your car and you're
doing all the work,
getting pissed off because you're stuck in a traffic jam and you're trying to miss these damn semis and just own the road and shove you the other way. I'm just chilling. She's got to deal with all that. I'm just hanging out. I'm tweeting. I'm taking down Rummage. I'm taking down Blanket Baker. I'm calling all you bums. I'm sitting there like a king in his chariot.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back on this Monday. I think we got everything set up. Hey, guys, CarMax is hiring, and they're hiring right now. Experience auto techs nationwide. Work on all the cars that you love. Join the team today. Apply online, CarMaxAutoTech.com. CarMaxAutoTech.com. Also, a reminder, 7 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. Tonight, we'll have a little Scotty D coming your way. That's a lot of fun. A little Scotty D coming your way. And on Saturday, reminder, Lou City back in action. 7:15 pregame down there at Lynn Family Stadium. You can catch the boys in purple.
There you go.
What did Louisville City do this weekend?
They won.
There you go.
They won.
Look at you.
I was listening to the station today, I got that update.
Yes, you did.
I did.
I'm glad we brought you that news.
Yeah.
Nearly 48 hours later.
It made me happy.
Yes, I'm sure it did. 437-9680 coming up in about 10 minutes or so. I want to get to this thing with Mark Stoop, something that he does not want to see happen is now going to happen, and I think more in the SEC.
Okay.
I want to get to that, my thoughts on, as we head into August now, as we're into August, our first show of August. What are we going to see this month with the teams? Mm-hmm. What do you think? 437-9680, we can get to that as well. So this guy, and I have no idea. I looked for his Twitter while we were on break, and I just can't find it. So I have, like, no idea what happened to this guy's tweet.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if it got
deleted or something.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to see because a couple of the people, I'm like, did this guy just realize that that he was creating hang on just a second.
Maybe he, like, spilled the beans on something when he wasn't supposed to. And yeah, that's happened before. We've seen that happen before multiple times.
A couple different people have done that.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is right here.
Okay.
Mark Ryan on air. He's ESPN Upstate.
All right.
Okay?
You ready for that? Yeah.
He's ESPN Upstate. What are we supposed to do? 1 hour ago, he tweeted out the following. Per a reliable source, Clemson and Florida State have reached out to the SEC about joining the conference.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But, like, no one, I don't know this guy. It's got to be a fake, right? I mean, but the
is
guy
he just
does,
trying to, like, generate
I don't know, the
activity?
Guy, he's assistant PD at ESPN Upstate.
So I wouldn't think he'd just
erroneously
put that out there.
So I don't know. He doesn't look like a fake guy.
Yeah. Man,
He's got 6,000 followers, which, so, I mean, obviously isn't a huge number, but that's not like a guy that's got three.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not like a fake account of this guy wouldn't have, you know, some radio gas bag in South Carolina wouldn't have 6,000. So what do we do with that?
It's still up. He didn't take the tweet down. So it's still up on his Twitter account. Now, how are people reacting to it? I mean, are they like, hell yeah, let's go? Are people pushing back on it? It's like, no, don't leave the ACC, Clemson.
No
one's doing anything on it.
No one's doing anything. Yeah.
No traction
at
all.
It's got no traction.
So that
just
leads
a few people.
That leads me to believe that he's probably had a conversation with someone who's like, I'm an insider or a booster, and had maybe another conversation with somebody else, was like, hey, by the way, there's a little traction to this. I don't believe it. I really don't. I don't believe it. I think he may
have heard. If it were to happen, what would the next day be like?
You'd have to apologize.
301, we come on the air. What is your take? What is your shtick? By the way, hang on. We have Jalen Hurts throwing right now.
Look at him.
Wow.
He's looking good, too.
Who's number 7?
Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
He's going to end up playing big times.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
who's this Mullins character?
Mullins?
He's the third stringer.
Yeah.
He's
Where'd
terrible.
He come from?
I don't know.
It's not Nick Mullins, is it?
No, it is.
Is that who it is? It's Nick Mullins?
Yeah.
Nick Mullins always finds his way starting a game. Nick Mullins will start a game for you this season.
Get ready for
it. I believe
us.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm completely ready.
He's like Colt McCoy.
Yes.
Like, Colt McCoy always finds his way starting a game.
Yeah.
Boy, and you got Flacco and you got Mullins. You're bleeped.
You're bleeped.
Jalen Hurts, you might as well put him at wide receiver at this point.
Yeah.
H-back.
Look, Sam Howell is coming to Philadelphia. I'm pretty much of that mindset.
He's a bust.
I know he's a bust. He's a Carolina quarterback. Of course,
Mitch
he's a
Trubisky,
bust.
Mitch Trubisky 2.0.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we kind of had that situation, Andy, when we had Gershon on telling everybody that Matt Harms was a done deal, and Gershon had egg on his face. Because he tweeted that out. He came on.
That was early quarantine.
It was early quarantine.
I just said, hey, Gershon.
Hey, Gershon. Do you want to come on and talk Matt Harms? So he had to backtrack, and he had to release a statement saying, hey, I was wrong. I apologize. So this Mark Ryan individual probably will have to do the same thing.
Texas says, Eric McClain tweeted he spoke to Clemson, and Clemson said it was false. Who's Eric McClain? Should
McClain?
I know who that is?
Yeah,
I apologize.
Cousin,
Process, you're going to love this as well. The Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni, he grew up where I lived 10 years, like eight and a half years of my life.
What, in Buffalo?
No, in Jamestown, New York. Like, where they went, that's I spent like 8 years there.
Wow.
I had no idea. Nick Sirianni graduated like a year before my cousin. Now, he went to the nice high school.
Oh, okay.
I would have went to the bad high school.
So, do you feel like you're a kindred spirit
no,
with him now?
No, I want him to
you
fail.
You want him to fail and lose?
I want,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's, as it should
absolutely.
Be,
absolutely.
Yes.
No, I despise the Eagles.
Yes, everything about them.
No,
the wings on the helmet,
the thing
everything.
Is, I like Jalen Hurts.
I like Jalen Hurts. I do.
Well, that doesn't mean I think he's Joe Montana.
But he's a nice player. He's a better player. He's a better quarterback than y'all have had in a while.
I don't. Nick Foles? Is a perfectly fine quarterback. He's better than Jalen Hurts.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
is.
Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
You got lucky.
Got lucky.
That's
you
fine.
Got lucky.
When when Jalen Hurts wins a Super Bowl, then we'll talk about who's better. But for right now, Nick Foles is better than Jalen Hurts. And that's
Nick
a low
Foles
bar.
Just came in at he's just a closer.
Yeah,
he's just Rivera. True. He's not the guy pitching 7 1/3, throwing 119 pitches.
That's
not what
he's
doing.
He's not CeCe Sabathia.
No, he's middle relief. That's what he is.
There's nothing wrong with having Rivera then. I'd rather have Rivera than a crappy starter. I mean, that's how I feel.
Texas says, Streeple's having some really boring takes lately.
I don't think I have been giving boring takes. I gave you an example of Gershon doing the same damn thing that his Mark Ryan
don't throw
may be
Gershon
doing.
Under
I'm not
bus.
Throwing him under the bus. I provided an example of somebody who did the same thing possibly. We don't know if this Mark Ryan guy's telling the truth or not.
Process, you're going to love this one. Gershon didn't have egg on his face. A sea of blue did.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Yes. I'm not going to deny that. A sea of blue had it. We never break stories. But that was one that we broke, and it was a miserable failure of a story. And I got all bent out of shape over it. I don't know.
What do you mean you got all bent?
When Matt Harms went to BYU. Harms, yes. Yeah. I don't know if I was more bent out of shape over that or Kofi Coburn. Probably Matt Harms, to be honest. That's a sad statement.
Texas says Bortles is better than Foles.
Really? I don't remember him beating the Patriots in 2017, but that's just me.
Well, he beat everyone but them.
That's fine. Foles beat the Patriots.
Wait. Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. Didn't the Jags? They beat.
They lost in the AFC Championship.
They lost. They got the lead in that game, right?
And they blew it.
They were so bad because Bortles could only throw 3 yards to the flat that eventually they just lost because of that.
Yeah, the Patriots just caught up to it and was like, oh, yeah, we can defend this.
Look, I'll put it this way. The Jaguars paid Blake Bortles $16 million to go away. I'm just saying. That's how I feel. Blake Bortles is trash. So is Nick Foles, but in a different sense.
Texas says, all of Strebel's baseball references are musty. Texas says, Strebel with a CC Sabathia reference, he's musty.
He said, you said Mariano Rivera, so I've got someone in the same era. What, so I'm musty, but you're not? These Texans can bleep off. You can say Mariano Rivera, who's been retired, but out of the game for years. But I say CC Sabathia.
He's an all-time great.
Well, CC Sabathia's at least pitched more recently than Mariano Rivera, and I'm the musty one.
Texas says, let's see here. UK fans are so unoriginal. We all knew what their Lamar statue joke would be. Must be Strebel writing now for Drew Franklin. Do better.
I don't know what the joke is. What's the joke? I don't know. What did he say?
Strebel was going to put up, erect a statue. That's been, conversation today.
Yes.
The statue would be with his wrist down.
Oh, fumbling. Yes. Which is a great moment. He fumbled. We won. You all missed out on the Orange Bowl. And then it was the beginning of the end. Then you got 2-10 Bobby very soon after that. Then you got Sat Daddy, who is... whatever. So, yeah, it was a great moment in Kentucky football history. And Louisville needs the Lamar statue. We need the statue of Lamar fumbling. That's the statue. That's the statue that Mitch Barnhart needs to put up.
So you're going to follow Drew Franklin then in this.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, you do.
I do like it. Yes, I do like it.
There it is. He likes it.
Yeah, it happened.
It did happen.
It was a real moment. I think
he was down.
That's fine. The ref didn't.
It doesn't matter. We know the way it goes down in history.
Exactly.
And it was the beginning of the end. I'm not even disagreeing with anything. I'm just saying.
Your
boy Detox was with me.
Oh yeah,
and he's got several women, and it was one of his women. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. You know how he is.
I know. Yeah,
he's got 6-7. They're all over town. Maybe Atlanta here. Maybe one in Lexington. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
He's a man about town.
He is.
And then next to me is this Kentucky fan that drank an entire bottle. During the game. He was not obnoxious.
Really?
Process, you'd love this. This was the least obnoxious Kentucky fan that you've ever met. This man and his wife.
I don't like that.
The least, they didn't rub it in anyone's face. They were around. I mean, they cheered some, but they weren't loud or nasty or anything. The guy just sat there and drank his bourbon, and they enjoyed the game. They were very peaceful.
Well, I don't like that at all. If you're a Kentucky fan, you're going to that, especially that game, you talk all the bleep, and you start all kinds of trouble. That's what I'm talking about. Not this, I'm going to drink my fifth and be quiet and just, I'll cheer when Steven Johnson throws a touchdown pass. And when that call, if I was at that game and that call, the fumble came back in the review, oh, boy.
By the way, processes, Strebels, they act poor in public at these games. They've been at the Louisville Bats game with old people in front of them, and Kellen Strebel, who's 9, has just taunted some poor second baseman or something.
Shortstop.
Yeah, it's a little bit out there for me. I don't understand getting hyped about a baseball game, MLB or not. No, I don't understand it.
He likes baseball.
What? He likes baseball? Yeah, but I've never gone to a Phillies game and flipped out. Like, it's not the playoffs.
Texas says, Strebel's generic KSR today.
I'm not.
Sad.
Texter says, throwback to third string QB Kyle Bolden owning Kentucky.
I remember that, yeah.
Texter says, hey, Strebel, thanks a lot for reminding us that a sea of blue doesn't break story.
I'm just saying, it was a bad look. It was. I'm not running away from it.
Texter says, name the best pitcher in baseball right now, you bum.
I have no idea. I don't pretend.
Who didn't think
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint.
He plays injured.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's injured right now. He is. Okay, so we're
how much of a layup can I give this to you?
Oh, come on. You know who it is.
He plays for the Mets.
DeGrom.
There you go.
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I told you the team. Relax.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that process. Thank you.
Texas says, who is paired up with Jerry Eves at the golf outing today?
I don't know. Who's the most bitter person you could possibly find? Probably them.
New process. Wow. Tomorrow, you gotta ask
Diener.
See if you can ask Diener with a straight face that question right there.
Who was with Jerry?
That was a really. Did I ever tell you about the story about when he kind of
right
called
now,
me?
You know the guys are just like hanging out right now,
oh,
like
they
drinking
are.
Some beer right now.
Yeah, bourbon
you know
or beer or whatever.
You know that? Can
probably
you imagine those tables
too.
Right now?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you got Diener. You got
both Kents.
Oh, both
you got
Kents.
Blankenbaker.
They're probably working. I don't know. No, it's Monday. TV guys are off on Monday.
So, and Lachlan McClain's trying. He's trying to find his foothold into where he needs to be.
We also, Locke's daughter turned 16.
She did, yes.
His youngest daughter. We need to find that sound process. Look in there. Yeah. Of just type in Lucy.
Lucy McClain.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there where she spoiled the joke that obviously Spectrum was his number one job. Texas says, Sabathia pitched in 2019.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm the one getting people are taking runs at. It's not based on any accuracy at all. It's just because they don't like me, which is fine. That's they don't have to like me.
Texas says hypothetical. Ask Big Rig to predict the line for the UK UofL football game.
Okay.
And also an early score prediction.
Kentucky plus 5.5.
Wait, plus 5.5.
I'm sorry, minus five and a half. And the score is going to be 27-10. They're going to beat the brains out of them.
27-10 isn't beating the brains out of them.
Yeah, it's a 17-point win.
I don't think it is.
If you beat a team 27-10.
It was the Lynn Bowden year where they scored like 900 touchdowns, the tum-tum year.
Yeah, that was
That's beating the brains out of them.
A beatdown. And the year before that was a beatdown, too.
Yeah.
But if you're winning by two touchdowns and a field goal, that means they're not really in the game.
Yeah, but it could be a 10-point game. You get a turnover late. You score some cheap touchdown.
It could be, but you take a double-digit bet. You take a multi-touchdown game that's getting beat soundly.
Texas says, Strebel's scared to go to a Louisville game and talk bleep. I agree with that
No, that's 100% false. No,
I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
No, I did. I've told you about that before. About the guy behind me getting beer poured on his head at one of the UofL games when, what was his name? Myron Pryor scored the touchdown, the scooping score. Yes. That game, we were being obnoxious there. And then.
Who's we? You
me and a friend of mine.
Okay.
And then the people, like, I was sitting around a bunch of Kentucky fans.
Oh, so
right.
All the terrorists.
Oh, yeah. We're all yelling and laughing and everything. And then the Charlie Strong and Joker Phillips' first year there,
yeah.
I was at that game when Randall Cobb ran up and down the field. So I was just screaming at the top of my lungs, Wild Cobb! Wild Cobb! Instead of Wildcat. Every time he ran the ball. Oh, they threw beer bottles in my direction in the parking lot. They were smashing all around me.
Whatever happens to you behind
can't.
Enemy lines is your own damn fault.
Exactly.
Wild Cobb.
Oh, yeah. I was obnoxious. It was great. Yeah. So the texture, you want more? I got more. You want more?
Yeah, but that's old Strebel. That's not now.
I would do it now. I would absolutely would. 100%.
Yes, the texting and naming every disgruntled former Louisville player is funny. I will not read them all. Texter's Jalen Duren still alive.
Yeah, apparently making a decision soon, but that doesn't mean anything. So we'll see. I mean, I'm thinking G League, so.
Boy, you're not going to get anybody then.
No, we got some guys coming. Derek Lively, Shadon Sharp, already got.
I don't know. Duke's already got
I'm
a kid who's going to end up a five-star. They got a five-star. They're in on Lively. You better watch out.
No, Derek Lively's not going to Duke.
You better watch out.
No, this is John Shire.
Shire's coming at you.
No, this is
two five-stars. Two five-stars.
Kate has two five-stars. You think John Shire's not leading that?
They're playing next year. They're playing next year.
You think John Shire's leading the charge right now in recruiting?
Yes.
I disagree.
He's the only one. Kate hasn't recruited in years.
Kate's recruiting. Kate's still giving him the kiss. this. Yeah, but this is not the last gift from Coach K before he leaves and John Shire falls on his face.
But Coach K's not going to ever coach the kids.
It doesn't matter. It's still Coach K. If Coach K says you need to come and see John Shire and he's a great coach, he gets my stamp of approval. He gets the Coach K stamp of approval.
2 5-stars.
So, no, a 4-star and a 5-star.
But the 4-stars, the 4-star Flipkowski or whatever,
yeah,
he's a 4-star and Kentucky offered him, and the take was, well, yeah, he's going to be a 5-star next time they do the rankings.
And he might be.
But he's going to be, Duke, 2 5-stars right now.
Kentucky's got 8 5-stars. Shire's going to get 2 more 5-stars.
Shire's
not. Shire's a bum. Duke's, they're bum-ass program. Coach K's getting his little kiss. I mean, they let Louisville. I mean, it just, I don't want to get that. All I'll say is this. John Shire's the last kiss from Coach K. Kentucky's going to be fine. They already have Sky Clark. They're going to get Derek Lively. They're going to get Shadon Sharp. We're going to be rolling. I'm not worried about Duke and Filipowski. It'll take them 3 years to do anything. Just like Matt Hart took them 2 years to do anything. Took Luke Kennard 2 years to do anything. These little random white dudes they get, and sometimes they bust. So I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about Filipowski or whoever else they got. I ain't worried about it. Get out of my face with Shire. He's a bum. Ain't worried about it.
He was on that plane, though, that private plane, smiling.
Like Cal doesn't have a plane. Penny was on that plane smiling, too, and he's a bum. Cal made a tournament.
Cal's still locked away. Have you heard from Cal?
Cal's doing all right.
Process, you heard from Calipari or Barnhart lately? I mean, it's been quiet over there,
radio silence.
Where's Stoops at? What's going on?
Hanging out. they're preparing
Vince
for the season.
Vince Tyree's out there golfing today with Fred Cowgill.
He is. And that's a great thing.
Texter says, I love how we promote a guy who says, oh, I was obnoxious. It was great.
Yeah. What are you obnoxious? You're probably obnoxious some part of your life, too. You're obnoxious texting that in right now, so you're obnoxious as well.
Texter says, Strieble is rattled today. He's stuttering like crazy because he's on Michael Bennett's level today.
What does that mean?
Texter says, LOL, Jamie, you said we're getting Cockburn 2.
Yeah, we thought we were.
Texas says Coach 0-5.
0-4. I don't even think it's 0-4. He missed on, man, Colburn. Who's all he's missed on? Colburn's the big one. I'll totally assign blame on that.
Texas says only a true D-bag Cats fan could change the name of the offense to the Wild Cobb.
Then it was funny, and y'all were sad the entire game, and it was great. And don't worry, I've been, and Louisville fans act like they're pristine and calm when they're at Kentucky games. I've been at Kentucky games with Louisville fans. Y'all, I've heard some of the bleep you all say. I've seen fights going down from the, going through the tunnels from Kroger Field out into the parking lot. Cause don't act like y'all, we go and we just cheer for our team. Bullcrap. Y'all are full of it.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, and all three of you that make it interrupt.
Bullcrap. Okay, what sound did I have you get? Oh, the Lucy McClain.
Yeah, this is a great one.
Say happy birthday to her. Go ahead, play it, process. Your father's number one employer, is it Spectrum Television or ESPN 680?
Spectrum.
No! Yes! No, yes! Lucy, no! Yes!
Yes!
No!
What?
Goodbye. Yes!
It literally was goodbye after that. Not long after that.
I just can't get over you, a much bigger man, sitting in Cardinal Stadium, at that time Papa John's Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah.
Yelling Wild Cobb.
Over and over again.
In what, 2015? When was that?
Oh, my gosh.
13? Isn't those longer than that?
No, it was earlier than that. It was Joker Phillips and Charlie Strong. So it's like, what, 2008, 2009?
Yeah, I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And before that.
You yelling Wild Cobb.
Yeah, me and my cousin Chris. That's what you did the whole time. And before that, I ate a sugar cookie pork chop sandwich in the parking lot.
Ew.
This is surprisingly good.
Texas says this is why Kellen is the way that he is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's got to get it from somewhere. So, yeah.
Texas says Kentucky fans are the worst of any fan base.
That's not true.
No, it's not true, bud.
No, they're right back there at the office. Process. It's him.
It's just Philadelphia.
No, yeah, he's one of them. No, yeah. It's on the show right now, but it's not Strieble, but it's on the show. 437-9680. Let's see here. I want to read a couple more. I'm not going to finish that one. Texter says, big rig embarrassing UK fans all over the place. No one said Wild Cobb, quit being a buffoon.
Here's the thing. UK fans like that stuff. And this is, if that's a, you know, a said a UK, is that a quote, a UK fan, you're not a real UK fan. UK fans are mean and ugly at Louisville games. It's documented. It's it's been put all over the internet. You even have a Twitter account of a guy that just takes pictures of Kentucky fans at Louisville events that don't
No,
include
I can't wait.
So,
I mean, I can't wait for that.
I don't want to hear from this fake Kentucky fan. You got to be nice to Louisville fans. You got to be nice at Louisville games. No, shut up. You go be nice and sit and not have fun. Have at it. Not have fun.
Texas says, Cards fans making fun of Wild Cobb while wearing an L1C4 diehard card shirt.
Yeah, good point.
They're equally sad, I promise.
I don't think it is sad.
Texas says, I would take a run at Kellen.
Yeah, and I'm not going to finish what I'm going to say.
Texas says, West Virginia's the worst.
They're supposed to be pretty bad. I mean, I think Philadelphia, West Virginia, those are the times. Look, Kentucky fans are bad, but there are Louisville fans that are awful, too.
Texas says, was Strebel the guy who got kicked out of Commonwealth for blowing his whistle at Teddy's debut game?
No, I didn't.
I forgot all about that.
I forgot. I was there. I was there for that game, too, but I didn't blow any whistles.
Well, you want to go to a Louisville game this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I said that. I do want to go to a Louisville game. I want to hang out at the caboose with you guys.
Bring your wife?
Yeah, I'll bring the wife. She's coming to the Vet Stadium
fan?
Next week.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah. She's doing,
how about that?
The suite.
Wait,
yeah.
So you're bringing your wife and kids?
Yeah.
You're bringing the all, oh,
bringing the whole family, yeah.
Have you told anybody?
Yeah, I emailed Nate.
Okay.
Yeah, I told Nate. I was like, this
wow, how about
we,
that?
We would like. But yeah, I'd bring her to the caboose. She'd like it.
I like that.
She'd have fun. I got to introduce her to. She hasn't met anybody yet, so I got to start introducing her to people.
I say no.
I mean, good luck on that one.
What? No,
I wouldn't introduce anybody I knew personally to the people I worked with.
Well, I like the people. I like you guys. I want you to meet her.
No, but we you work with lunatics.
Well, yeah.
Texas says I can hear Strebel's blood pressure raising through my radio.
I took my meds. I'm okay.
There you go. Yeah. He's made it.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Mark Stoops, his biggest fear is at least halfway coming true. We'll explain that next here on The Take. All right, guys, the Fitness Market, you can find them online, thefitnessmarket.com. I took today off on the Fitness Market.
Oh, you did?
You know why I'm mowing the lawn after this.
Oh, yeah.
How about that process? We're mowing some lawn around here.
Good for you.
You like that? Thefitnessmarket.com, family-owned business, been around for more than two decades in this area. Anything from treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, that great selection of e-bikes, rowing machines, and much more. They got you covered right now with pickup, delivery, assembly. They got you covered, 882-2694, or online, thefitnessmarket.com. Find their Facebook page as well. They have the two locations. You guys know, Plantside Drive, the other right off Westport Road. They can work with any budget, and financing is available, and they have gently used equipment as well. It's who we trust around here. It's the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know the saddest thing that I've ever said on this show? Grossman, I'm getting ready to tell you.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Ready right now?
Tell me.
Are you ready right
yes.
now? This is the saddest thing.
And James Strebel.
I paid for Peacock Plus yesterday.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, we got a little football this week. It's the Hall of Fame game. Little Steelers and Cowboys. 7:30, we'll have that on Thursday over on 93.9 The Ville. A bunch of Reds baseball coming up this week. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we'll have all of those games. We'll have Lou City on Saturday. We're loaded here on ESPN 680. 105.7. You look like you were getting ready to say something.
No, Kurt Warner looks like he's well on his way to... being like a mall Santa.
Well, no, I told you, you look like an author.
He does look an author. I can see that too.
You like
that white beard he's got going on.
You like that look?
I do like that look. He looks very stately.
He looks educated.
Educated.
You know what I'm saying?
Wise. Yes, wise and educated. Yeah, like a professor. Professor Warner.
Yes, that's what it is. 437-9680. Did you see, by any chance, that it's now coming out that this is going to happen, okay? Mm-hmm. the SEC will go to a ninth game.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, that's going to happen. And you're right. Your take is right. That means New Mexico or
one of
Toledo.
Someone's gone.
They're gone. They're getting cut.
ULM, whatever that is.
Yes, yeah.
Someone's gone here.
Yeah, and Mark, you're right. Mark Stoops hates all of this.
And it's going to happen next year.
Yeah, it's out of control for him.
Right?
He's got nothing. He can't do anything.
I would imagine that would be the case. It would happen next year.
Yeah.
I would have to look up, 2022 UK football schedule to see exactly who they have. But when I saw that, I go, this is exactly what we talked about.
Yep.
Not getting rid of – okay, so they have – let's see here. Youngstown State – Miami of Ohio, NIU, and Louisville. That's their non-conference schedule.
Oh.
And Youngstown State will be the one that will go there.
That's exactly what I thought, too. Yeah, Youngstown State, that game's going to be on
the... Do you know what their name is? The Youngstown State...
Aren't they like
what?
The Penguins?
Yeah, they're the Penguins.
The Penguins, yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
How did you know that?
For some reason, it like stuck in my head that they were in a football game years ago.
That's what stuck in your head.
Yeah, that they were the Penguins. And I was like, that's a very cool mascot. I like the Penguins a lot. But yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. This is exactly what Mark Stoops doesn't want to happen. There's nothing he's going to be able to do about it, and he's just going to. I hate doing this. I really do.
You need to admit something right now. Process, wake up, take another Bang energy drink.
Yeah,
and let's see here, because I think what Strebel's getting ready to say is the truth.
This year is imperative. It's either put up or shut up this year.
It's a put up or shut up year,
process. You've got to take – this is the last year.
He just said it.
No,
my God. Oh, my God.
No, because this is the last year.
You hear this, Stoops?
This is the last year they get all the cupcakes that they want. It's the last year. The schedule's easy. He's not going to have any more wiggle room at all.
Get rid of Louisville.
There's not – I'd rather he not get rid of Louisville. I'd rather Louisville stick around. I'm not a fan of that game going away. But this is it. Mark Stoops has got to take advantage this year because the road gets much more
difficult. You're so scared.
I'm not scared.
You're like Stoops.
He's scared.
You're scared, Stoops.
I'm not scared.
You're scared of a ninth SEC game.
No, I'm not scared of
it. My God.
I know the reality because this is what he's built his brand on. He's built his brand on beating teams like Youngstown State, ULM,
Toledo,
and then
State,
beating
right.
three SEC teams and getting to Louisville and getting to a bowl game. I understand it. The way he's done things is about to fundamentally change. So all this stuff about we're ready to prove it on the field, blah, 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 all that bluster. You can say that when you've got four gimmies on the schedule. Can you say that when you add another SEC game to the schedule?
I love
it. Are they going to be able to say that?
I love it.
I understand it. I get it. It's definitely – will Mark Stoops be able to overcome a ninth SEC game because he looked stupid last year going 4-6 or whatever in the SEC. I'm sorry, he did. He looked like a fool.
Texas says, is Strebel working the beer booth at the picnic this weekend?
I'm going to be out of town this weekend.
Where are you going this weekend?
There's a big block party up in Chicago on my wife's...
A block party?
Yeah, they do these in these suburbs.
Right.
They do these awesome...
The suburbs?
Yeah. Well, not the suburbs. Like, it's still... It's not a suburb, but...
You're going to a block party.
Yeah, they shut off the streets. It's just a party.
Did you say shut off the street?
Yeah, they shut off.
Can I dump that?
I said shut off.
Should I dump it?
No.
Okay.
I said shut.
I don't think you said shut, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you need to go to Omni right now, process. Oh,
all
right.
Man.
Well,
take a listen and let me know. By the way, Daniel Jones is slinging it out here. You should see this.
Yeah, he is. He's looking
good.
Man,
watching this training camp. Look at that. No, he's not. Stop. There's no defense
that
on
doesn't
the field.
Matter.
It does matter, James. It matters.
This is why I'm basing Will Levis on. No defenders.
Levis could walk into this house right now and you would know who he is.
I would know who he is.
No,
was.
You wouldn't.
From his body, I would know.
No, well, he's not going to be shirtless.
Are you serious?
You could see.
Is that how you're
going to
put it? From his body, I'd know who he was.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's sculpted.
God, what's wrong with
Texas
you?
Texas says Andy scared Stoops. It made me spit my Kool-Aid out. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he is going to be scared. I'm... We'll see the same thing that we saw last year when he was talking about the SEC-only schedule. He looked like a hostage. When he starts talking about this nine-game schedule, Andy, you know what he's going to be doing.
He didn't like it on SEC Media Days, remember? His answer was very stern. It was, well, a lot of teams didn't do well this year in our league. I don't like it. You know, whatever he said.
Absolutely.
Texas says, Rummage said something that really stuck with me. If Diener is the person people listen to when the shower is on in the morning, does that mean everyone is taking a dump listening to Round Roland?
Round Roland? Does everyone have to do that at the same time every day between 3 to 6? That's the only time you do your business?
Pat does.
Well, we know Pat
and Nick.
Does and Nick, yeah.
By the way, Patty Ice, and I don't know how much they'll talk about it on the drive because he'll get scared, but Patty Ice went on like a big-time dude's
Road trip. Nashville, right?
Like, process. They went to Nashville.
No, I know. He told me.
He said things got crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a couple buddies that are like, I guess just like full lunatics. I mean, just like, wow.
Yeah, Fratty Ice was out in full swing, it sounds like. Wow. He has some friends that rode
a party bus.
Yeah, party bus, and they kept sending strippers over to their one friend. Strippers are hostile people, I got to say.
Wait, did Patty Ice go to a strip club?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I bet.
Everybody walked up to him.
Did he lie to Hannah?
Did he lie? I don't know. I should ask
okay,
that.
Okay, process. This is what I want you to do because Patty Ice isn't going to want to say any of this on the air.
Okay.
But you got to be our mole. You got to find out more about that.
Okay.
Because I can see him being the guy that has to check in. I can see him being the guy on a guy's weekend that isn't saying the truth.
We're just going to Hooters, honey.
I told you, I knew a guy, okay, whose buddies are like 45 years old and still had to finesse that around his wife.
Really?
Yeah, in Atlanta of all places.
Like the Mecca of...
So I know exactly where Patty Ice was.
Oh, you do?
I know, yeah. I paid $100. You pay $100 an hour for a couch. You dominate a couch.
Wow.
This big couch.
So you know the exact club and everything.
Tequilas
so,
and fruit beer. That's what you need there.
So Patty Ice.
I know exactly where he was. I know exactly where he was. I had a buddy get in, we all were leaving in Ubers. This guy's like, I'm not an Uber, but I'll take you home. We thought he was dead. He surfaced about an hour later.
He just got into a car with a random person.
Was Patty Ice Snapchatting all weekend, process?
I'm not friends with him on Snapchat. I don't know.
Well, you got to find out what happened.
Yeah, we need more details.
Because I need more details on Pat being allowed to go to the strip club. Do you realize this now? Journalistically, the next couple days, this is the most important thing that we can get to the bottom of. Because I can see Hannah not being okay with that.
Not being happy at all.
No.
I mean, I made the joke last week, half joke, but it's like, is Hannah going too? And they're doing the thing where, like, They have their own room. They kind of go out with the guys a little bit, but then bedtime. I had a friend do this in Nashville one time. He brought his girlfriend along with us, and it was New Year's Eve. And we're going out. She got a stomach ache.
She had a little stomach bug.
The carbonation hasn't sat well with her.
Carbonation.
Yes. So they stayed in the hotel, and we all went off
in Nashville.
And had a great time. And then the next day, we were telling them all. We regaled him with all the stories that we told, and said, "This is all the great things that happened." And he was in bed. That's what I thought was going to happen with Pat.
Patty Ice strikes me as the guy that's wearing the buttoned-up shirt and is acting like the dad to everybody, or the kind of guy that does like body shots off of hookers. Like, there's no in between.
No,
he does either or.
I think it's the first one. That's what I think.
Hey guys, I don't know. Have you ever seen that lunatic in his element? I think he could lift a car if he was drunk enough, honestly. I believe that.
He's got Hulk strength.
He's got Hulk drunk strength, yeah.
Like Cal says, beer muscles.
Exactly.
did you listen to the Strebel sound?
I'm filing through it now.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see here. 437-9680. Built his brand, Stoops has been Louisville three times. Is that it? Is that always been Louisville?
How many times did
I play? Nine?
Yeah, something like that. He's beat him three times. Beat him with Lamar Jackson. beat Puma Pass. And beat Malik Cunningham.
Built his brand. He's only beat him three out of nine times.
Well, great.
It's
the recent brand. It's the new brand.
Great. Texas says, who's going to be watching the kids while Strebel ruins a block party?
They're going to the whole. We're all going up there. Said,
we'll oh, the kids are going to the block party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Sorry for what?
Are other kids going, or yeah, you guys going to be no, the only kids?
It's like it's houses.
Oh, okay.
It's like the whole neighborhood like goes
you
out.
You don't live
parties.
In the neighborhood,
they
though.
They have friends up there. Like right. Yeah, they have friends up there.
My
though.
Parents used to do that bleep to me. They'd be like, oh, there will be kids there. There were no kids there. It was me and my
no,
brother.
My mother-in-law's neighbors have three kids, and they're all the same age as my kids.
It's going to be a bunch of people getting drunk and doing questionable things.
Yeah.
Acting a fool, have to, drinking yeah, on your deck.
Yeah.
All right, so you listen to this. What did he say here? How should we play this?
It's just the clip of him saying it. I think he says it.
All right, so we might have to dump
it. We
this,
might have
okay?
to dump it, but I think we should get it for the consensus.
All right, okay. So we're going to play this. Let's see if we have to dump it. Go ahead.
They shut off the streets.
Play it again.
They shut off the streets. I said shut.
Play it again.
They shut off the streets. I think
really
again.
Close.
Play it again.
They shut off the streets.
Oh, you gotta dump that.
No, that's shut. I did. It was a little garbled, but it was shut.
Oh man, we had to dump that.
Yeah, no, I.
That's
I
why we had 20 seconds. That's why I let it play like five times.
Okay, I understand.
We had to.
I think I said
shut off the streets.
I think I said shut off the streets,
but it's close. And boy, I tell you,
it's close.
Enough. It's close enough to dump. I'll grant that. It's close enough to dump. It's not as bad as deck, but I
that's my all-time favorite sound, is drinking off your deck, except you didn't say deck.
Yeah, I know. I was amped up. Sorry.
I don't care.
Texas says, do you think Patty Ice got a dance?
No, he passed all the dances off to his one friend, apparently. He was like, me and the guys with girlfriends and significant others, we just passed the dances off to the other people.
I don't know. If
that's
I
what he said.
That.
I do believe him. That's sad.
Do you
that
think so?
That makes me sad.
Do you think like Hannah's not there? She'll not know, but he'll pass it off.
What do you think? Would you pass it off?
Probably. But I'm married. It's different.
Who's wait? You go to there. Who's passing off? I'm not passing off.
I don't know. I mean,
you're passing off.
Yeah. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't take one.
I'm stunned right now.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't take one. I'd say, no, I'm good. Move along.
Did you say move it along?
Yeah, move it along.
Move it along.
Yeah, how old are move it along?
He's a cop, apparently.
Yeah. I'm not a cop. I'm just saying.
Hey, move it along. No loitering. Yeah, what are you?
I just say just go to somebody else.
LMPD? What the hell's up with
just
you?
Just go to somebody
move
else.
Along. Nothing to say here. That's you.
you the Albany Sheriff Bar Brady? PD?
No. But yeah, I would pass it up. I would say no. I'm good.
Last time I went to the strip club, one of the guys I went with thought the stripper was hitting on him. And I'm like, you know that's her job, right?
Yeah, you
that's
know
what
that's
supposed
not,
to do.
I mean, I can't believe there's still a man in America that you have to explain that to.
Right.
He was like, I'm going to go try to get her digits. I'm like, again, that's her job, is to flirt with you.
Texas says, Stoops built his brand on Kyle Bowlen throwing to Devontae Parker for 300 yards.
Oh, what a moment. Well, I mean, what just a great moment for you guys. And it was a win, but, I mean, great. You all love Kyle Bowlen so much, bench him. Get him out of here. That's how much you loved Kyle Bowlen. I don't want to hear about Kyle Bowlen.
Texas says, I saw Strebel with a disguise leaving Rustic Frog during school hours.
That's not true. I wouldn't wear a disguise anywhere, but I'm not. I know.
Texas says, what's the bedroom proximity at the block party? So where's the block party to where you're staying, I guess, is the question.
Oh, we're staying at my mother-in-law's house. I mean, why would I pay for a hotel?
Okay, well, I'm just asking.
So no time alone is what you're saying.
Yeah, how long? I mean, why don't you just get a hotel room?
You got to keep your snake in his cage.
Spend the money
get two of
to
them.
Get a hotel room.
Yeah, one hotel room for your kids and one hotel room for you guys.
No, because then I'd have to leave.
What are we doing here?
Because then I'd have to get an Uber and go to a hotel where the party's right there. I could just walk into a house and fall asleep. That's way more attractive than a hotel room.
Dexter, I'd be lucky to keep my fiance off the stage.
Oh, well, someone's got a spicy relationship.
That sounded so envious. My God.
Texter, Big Ten and ACC need to merge.
That's got to be Ennis. Yeah, you're right. That has to be Ennis. That has to be the drive.
Texter says, remember to bring. This is not funny. I'm not going to even read that one.
Oh.
I mean, I was going to do my voice.
Yeah, I did the, yeah.
Remember to bring the family bulletproof vest.
Oh,
going to Chicago.
Nothing's going to happen.
I mean, Chicago is there's a lot of shootings.
There's a lot of shootings there, Chicago. Yes, but we're it's not going to happen, no. But, yeah, it's bad. It's not good right now. They had Lollapalooza this weekend up there.
The family bulletproof vest. God, that's funny.
It tickled me, and I don't know why. Where do you want to go? Speaking of Lollapalooza, we're not I mean, this is what today. I knew today was going to be like this.
Yeah.
Because we got processed. There's that one sporting thing that's interesting.
There's nothing.
There's nothing interesting.
It's barren desert.
Did you see the guy at Lollapalooza who buried the vodka?
No.
Streeple, were you online? Process. Did you see this? Am I the only one?
All I saw was these jackass honks retweeting Jack Harlow.
That's all I saw from Lollapalooza.
Okay, so there was a guy who, before Lollapalooza, I guess, you know, a week ago, whenever, okay?
Yeah.
What's the big park it's in?
It's a millennial park.
Is that what
it is? Millennial
okay.
park, yeah.
He buried a big bottle of vodka.
That's smart.
And then when he got in Lollapalooza,
yeah.
He had boots on, and he he dug it up.
That's really smart.
He dug it up.
I like that
guy. And had a bottle of vodka.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Good for him. That's a really smart. That's above everyone else's mental level there. That's really good. I was talking to somebody, I won't say, but they went to a concert, and they took a backpack. And they put it.
When
bracelets.
Was this? How,
this is years ago.
This is years ago.
Years
okay.
ago, they brought a backpack full of booze, and they since they had a bracelet, they could go in and out of the venue. So they took the bottle, the backpack full of booze, and they put it in like a tree, like a forest area. And when they went back out to the concert to get some drinks, someone stole it. Like took the backpack and all the booze out of it. They didn't do a very good job hiding it. You know, someone's going to find that. Did a terrible job hiding it.
Texter says, what? No, I'm not going to finish that one. Texter, Drew Barker and Jason Elam built the Stoops brand.
Matt Elam.
Texter says,
you got the name wrong.
Hey, Process, how do you feel about Nick Coffey bragging about picking up an open container charge while drinking a White Claw?
That's really, really, really sad. I would never admit to drinking a White Claw, and I would never admit to
Why?
Being arrested.
Why? Like, it's a big deal if you drank one
of them. I'm not going to drink a White Claw.
You've never had one.
No.
You're just so manly that you can't have one White Claw.
Yeah,
in your
life. I'm sorry. I like
really?
I like man drinks. I'm sorry.
There's some dudes out there like White Claws.
I'm sorry. Those guys can drink White Claws. I don't care. But bragging about I got an open. I'm a criminal because I drink White Claws in public. That's really sad.
Texas says it was in Grant Park. Is that it?
Grant Park?
What's Grant Park?
I have no idea. I thought it was Millennial Park.
Well, how do you not know?
He doesn't live downtown Chicago. Live in the outskirts of Chicago. There's still Chicago land area.
Texas says, the whole vodka thing, very common practice amongst festival rats, just typically done with harder substances than vodka. Okay.
Okay, I can see that. Festival rats.
What if you get the wrong syringe then? That sounds dangerous.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Good grief.
I'm trying to think, like, waterfront park area, where I would even hide that. Where would I hide the vodka down there?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty
of areas.
Is there
a bunch of places
down
there?
Yeah, there's plenty of areas down there. I wish I would have thought of that when I was going back, you know, back when I was going to, like, LRS Fest and stuff like that. Like, you sneak it in, you bury it, you come back, find the spot, boom, you're good. It's a great idea.
Or you can just go to Coachella and just, you know, drink it openly anyway. Right?
Texter says another lie from Strebel. What did Strebel say?
What did I lie about?
By the way, let's take a quick break, and then we'll go up over the top again, Process. 437-9680, because I want to get into this with Process, what he did over the weekend.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear
okay,
this.
Okay, all I know is you went to a rave. That's what Process did. He went to
wow.
a rave,
okay.
And I can't think of a better tease than that. So
yeah.
We'll get into that. A couple more sports things. We got you at 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.